This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Louis Belcourt.
Summer has arrived, and with that, an attempt from BC Ferries to draw traffic away from peak sailings. A promotion providing 75% off vehicle fare is available on select late-evening sailings, including the Campbell River to Quadra Island route, but not including any sailings connecting to a Cortez Island sailing. The promotion is designed to encourage customers to travel on less busy sailings, drawing traffic away from busier times of the day. I spoke with BC Ferries for a quick overview of the promotion.
My name is Deborah Marshall, and I'm Executive Director of Public Affairs for BC Ferries.
Can you tell us about the promotion that will be affecting the Campbell River Quadra sailing and other sailings this summer?
Yes, we're trying something new this summer on 11 of our inter-island routes. We are offering discounts up to 75% off the vehicle fare on select sailings. But what we're trying to do is shift traffic to less busy sailing by giving customers a discount, and then that frees up the more space at more popular times.
And is there going to be a schedule available that will list what sailings will be accessible for the 75% off?
Yes, we have posted a schedule on our website, so customers can go to www.bcferries.com and they can see the sailings that will be available. And while we're looking over at the Campbell River Quadra Island run, it will be Sunday through Thursday, the 9 p.m. sailings, 10 p.m. sailings, and then Friday and Saturday, it'll be the 11:30 p.m. sailings.
Will there be any discount traveling from Quadra to Cortez, or will the 75% discount only affect your Campbell River to Quadra sailing?
Yeah, this is the first time we're trialing it, so it will just be on the Campbell River Quadra Island run. We were looking for opportunities to shift demand to off-peak times, but as I say, it's the first time we're trialing this, so we will certainly take any learnings and any feedback from our customers if they feel there's other sailings, other opportunities we can apply another time.
And how will this affect someone using a BC Ferries Experience card?
Customer can still use their BC Ferries Experience card to get the discount. And what the promotional fare will be on the Campbell River Quadra Island run on those particular sailings, it'll be $5.40, which is a saving. Right now, the Experience card I know is $13.70, and a regular fare would be $21. Passengers would still pay their regular passenger fare, whether they're a driver in the vehicle or passenger.
So these savings on the 75% promotional discount, does that only apply to the vehicle, or does that apply to the vehicle and the passenger?
It just applies to the vehicle. So a customer would pay their regular driver fare.
What dates will this be available through?
The promotion is going to start on July the 6th, and it will run through till September the 1st. So we wanted to trial this for a couple of months over the busy summer season and give our customers a break while we're trying to shift traffic to some less utilized sailings.
The official BC Ferries news release states that, quote, certain routes have been excluded as traffic patterns indicate there are no lower utilized sailings available during the peak season, end quote. BC Ferries ensures that they will continue to listen to feedback from customers and communities to shape future promotions. Head to www.bcferries.com/contact-us to send feedback. Louis Belcourt, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.